So let's review. Zog the Mishnah, Kli halach mekadshin es halach, umidas yavish mekadshes es hayavish. Ein kli halach mekadshes es hayavish, velo yavish mekadshes es halach. Measuring utensils designated for liquids sanctify only liquids placed inside, but do not sanctify solids. And measuring utensils designated for solids sanctify only solids placed inside, but do not sanctify liquids. The Gemara qualifies this ruling. Leishana el amidos, av mizrakis mekadshin. Only measuring utensils sanctify only that for which they were designated, liquids or solids, because one cannot be used for the other. But the basins do sanctify both liquids and solids because they were used to hold both liquids and solids, as the Pasuk says, Shnei Malayim Silas, the basins donated by the Nesim contain flour, and as Rashi explains elsewhere, they sanctify their contents. The Gemara elaborates on that which the Mishnah ruled, En kli halach mekadeshes es hayavish, v'lo yavish mekadeshes halach. Utensils designated for liquids do not sanctify solids, and utensils designated for solids do not sanctify liquids. And explains, Ein mekadshin li kariv, av mekadshin li pasal. They do not sanctify their contents to allow it to be offered, but they confer a degree of sanctity that if the contents are taken out of the azara, they become disqualified. The Mishnah continues, Kli hakodesh nikvu, if a utensil developed a hole, it depends. Im oisin behen mein malachten shoy oisin behen shleimin mekachin. Bimlav in mekachin. If they can still perform some function akin to its original purpose, they sanctify their contents. But if they can no longer function in that way, they do not sanctify their contents. The Mishnah concludes, V'kulan ein mekachin ele bekeidish. All these utensils only sanctify while they are inside the mikdash. The Gemara issues several similar rulings. Klei sharis ein mekachin ele shleimin. Utensils only sanctify when they are whole and not if they are perforated. Klei sharis ein mekachin ele malein. Utensils only sanctify when they are full. As Rashi explains, sheyehi behen shir sholim atzarach ledaver. They should contain the full measurement needed for that particular offering. However, loishanu ele kshein daitei lohesif. Al daitei lohesif rishon rishon kodesh. This is only if he does not plan to add more to the utensil. But if he plans to add and complete the measurement, the utensil sanctifies every bit as it is added. Klei sharis ein mekachin ele meteichen. Utensils only sanctify from within, but they do not sanctify whatever touches their exterior. The Gemara cites an alternate version of this ruling. Klei sharis ein mekachin ele mebifnim. Utensils only sanctify when they are inside the azara. The Gemara explains, ikabainai beirutzei midas. The practical difference is whether it's mekadesh, the overflow of the utensil. According to the first version, it's not mekadesh because it's not inside the kli. According to the second version, it is mekadesh because it's inside the azara, and it's also considered contained in the kli. The Gemara cites a brisa which lists several halachas that are based on the concept of ein anias b'makom ashiris. We do not display signs of poverty in the mikdash, a place of opulence. Regarding perforated utensils, klei kodesh nikvu ein matichin oisan ve'ein matichin oteichin avar. A utensil that developed a hole is not repaired by melting the damaged area or by melting lead into them. Similarly, nifgamu ein masakin oisan. If they were nicked, we do not fix them. Sakan shenifkam ein mashchizin es pigimasa. If a knife was nicked, we do not file the damaged area if the repair will be noticeable. Nishmita ein mavzir naisa. If the blade slipped out of its handle, we do not return it. A similar brisa regarding the bigdei kohuna, the priestly garments. Bigdei kohuna ein oisin naisa maisa machat ela maisa oirik. We do not sew the garment from several pieces of cloth. Rather, we weave the garments in their final form as one piece without seams. Additionally, nizgalu ein machabsin lebenesav lebaal. If they became soiled, we do not wash them with various cleansers. The Gemara explains, Hugu b'mayim mechabsin oisa b'nesav baal. If they became slightly soiled, only to the degree that water alone can clean them, they may be cleansed even with soap. However, hugu l'nesav baal af b'mayim mechabsin. If they became soiled to the point that soap is needed, we do not wash them even with water. V'yeshayim mechabsin oisin kolikar. Some say that we never wash the garments at all. The Brisa explains the reason for all these halachas. In anias b'makom ashiris, we do not display any signs of poverty such as the frugal practices mentioned above in the mikdash, a place of opulence. The Gemara digresses to discuss some details of the bigdei kohuna and cites the Brisa. Me'il kuli shel tcheilas haya. The me'il was made entirely of tcheilas, which was a bluish shade, as the pasuk says, v'yasas me'il ha'efed kol tcheilas. And the Brisa proceeds to describe shulav, the hem of the me'il. Maybe Tchelas v'argaman v'talashani shazurin v'aisa aisan kimin remainim shloi pischul pian. They would use blue, purple, and scarlet threads to form the shapes of pomegranates that had not yet ripened and opened. Umevi shivim v'shnaim zagin shebehen shivim v'shnaim in balan. They would bring 72 bells with 72 clappers inside of them. V'tayla behen shleisha m'shisha b'tzadzeh v'shleisha m'shisha b'tzadzeh. And they would hang them on the hem of the me'il, 36 on each side, the front and the back. Reb Daisa, Imam Shem Reb Yehuda, Shleishim v'shisha hayu, Shmoyne aser mitzadzeh, v'shmoyne aser mitzadzeh. They were only 36 bells, 18 on each side. Rashi adds, V'toyle by Eitzel HaRimon. They would hang these bells in between the Rimonim, as the Pasuk says, Pamim V'Rimon, Al Shulei HaMe'il Sav. The Gemara proceeds to explain, Lama Nismach of Parshas Karbonis, La Parshas Bigdei Kuhuna. The Torah writes the topic of Karbonis near the topic of Bigdei Kuhuna, because Ma Karbonis Mechaprin, Av Bigdei Kuhuna Mechaprin, like Karbonis, the Bigdei Kuhuna also atoned for sins. The Gemara elaborates on the atonement achieved by each one of the Bigdei Kuhuna. Kesainis Mechaperes Al Shvichas Dam, the robe atoned for murder. Mechnasayim Mechaperes Al Gila Rais, the trousers atoned for immorality. Mitznefes Mechaperes Al Gasei Ruach, the turban atoned for haughtiness. Avnet Mechaper Al Hir Alev, the belt atoned for improper thoughts. Chayshin Mechaper Al Adinin, the breastplate atoned for injustice. Eifoid Mechaper Al Avodas Kochavim, the apron atoned for idolatry. Me'il Mechaper Al Lashon Hara, the tunic atoned for Lashon Hara. Tzitz Mechaper Al Azaz Panim, the golden plate worn on the forehead atoned for brazenness. The Gemara challenges some of these ideas from a statement by Reb Shu ben Levi. Shnei Dvarim, Lo Metzinu Len Kapar B'Karbonis, U'Metzinu Len Kapar B'Makom Acher. There are two sins that do not achieve atonement through Karbonis, but were given other means of atonement. Shvichas Damim Me'egla Rufa, V'Lashon Hara Me'Katayrus. The beheaded calf atones for murder, and the incense atones for Lashon Hara. The Gemara answers both questions. Regarding Shvichas Damim, Had the idea man katle, had the lo idea man katle. If we know the identity of the murderer, but he cannot be executed because b'meizdiv le'asrabei, he committed the murder intentionally, but not in the presence of witnesses, and so he cannot be sentenced to death, the kesainis atones for the tzibur. However, if we do not know his identity, the egla rufa atones for the tzibur, as the psukim there elaborates. Regarding lashon hara, habitzin habef ahesya. The Keteris atones for lashon hara that is said in private because yavidavish shebechashoy, v'chapa almaisa shebechashoy. The Keteris, which is burned in the Heichal, a private place, atones for Lashon Hara that is said in private. However, the Me'il atones for Lashon Hara that is said publicly because Yavud Davish Bekoil, V'chaper Al Koil Hara. The Me'il, which emits a sound as the Kohen Gadol walks, atones for Lashon Hara that is said aloud. Hanulach HaMizbech, Mekadosh Reb Baruch Hashem completed the 9th paragraph of Masechta Zevachim, and will begin the 10th paragraph, Kol HaTadr, in the next year, Be'ez Hashem.